This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Welcome to the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. Hallelujah. ThePodio.net. Hallelujah. Thank you again. I'm so blessed and so honored and privileged to be able to come again into your presence. And I want to thank you for logging in, for locking in to this point. Hallelujah. Of deliverance. Hallelujah. Evangelistic Outreach. Amen. Thank God for you. I pray that indeed you are being exhorted, you are being comforted, you are being edified. Hallelujah. And that which the Lord have set us to do, we come humbly before you. We come respectfully before you and pray that indeed that you will consider and reconsider, hallelujah, amen, that which the Lord may be speaking into your spirit, into your heart, and to your into your inner man, hallelujah. For our desire is to, as Paul said in Colossians, to warn every man, hallelujah, and teach every man, and that we may present every man, hallelujah, before our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And we desire to present you as perfect, that is, as mature and as blameless before the Lord, hallelujah, without spot or wrinkle, hallelujah, as his body, his church, hallelujah, amen. Those that are called and are chosen and are the faithful before him, we thank God for this day, amen. And we are come before you. We are, last time we left off, hallelujah, in the Gospel of John, I think we left off at the last verse there of John 3 and 36, and we will continue moving on, hallelujah, into verse 4. And let's just go before the Lord in prayer and just move on. I want to stay on point today. We have a lot of ground to cover, amen, through this great Gospel of John concerning the deity of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And we want to just minister this word and allow the Lord to minister unto us and at this time. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you today and thank you for this day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it. We love you and bless you and thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We thank you, hallelujah, for your wonder-working power. Lord, we come reverently and respectfully before you. We come obediently before you, Lord God, doing that which you have told us to do and commanded us to do, Lord God, that you will take it, Lord God. We pray that you will take this word, Lord God, and cast it to the four corners of the earth, Lord God. We pray that it will accomplish all that you have purposed it to do. And according to your word and your promise, Lord God, that it will not return void. Hallelujah. But indeed, it will accomplish all that you have purposed it to do. Father, we love you and bless you and thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That indeed, you are holy and just. You're faithful and true. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we can depend on you and lean on you and trust in you for all things. We thank you for your love that passes all knowledge. We thank you, Lord God, that no matter how deep we study, how long we study, Lord God, and how in depth we study, no matter what degree of maturity, understanding, or knowledge we come to, Lord God, of you, Lord God, you are past finding out. Hallelujah. Truly your ways are not like our ways. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are privileged and blessed and honored, and it is such a joy, Lord God, to just to be able to learn of you, hallelujah, and to, Lord God, imitate you and to follow you, Lord God, hallelujah, and that which you reveal unto us, for truly, Lord God, the mysteries of God and your kingdom are being revealed in this day. And we pray, Lord God, that as your truth and as your knowledge and as your mysteries, Lord God, you pour Holy Spirit Hallelujah. These truths into our hearts, Lord God. We, Lord, prepare our hearts. We purge our hearts. We consecrate ourselves. We sanctify ourselves, Lord God. That as your word enters into our heart, Lord God, that it will filter through, Lord God, a clean heart. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah before you, Lord God. That it will come out as pure gold, Lord God. That it will come out as pure, unadulterated truth, Lord God. That it will, Lord God, accomplish all that you truly have purpose it to do, Lord God, that it will permeate the heart of men and women and boys and girls, of all mankind, of every creature, Lord God, that they will know that there is a living God and a true God, the Most High God, hallelujah, and that, hallelujah, you're worthy to be worshipped, you're worthy, Lord God, to be obeyed, you're worthy, Lord God, of all our praise and all of our worship and all of our reverence and honor and thanksgiving, hallelujah, we bless you today. And thank you for your word now, Lord. And pray as we go into it, oh, that you would teach us, Lord. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Hear from heaven, Lord God. Use your servant. Pour your truth, pour your word into your servant. Let it overflow out of my belly, out, up through and out of my mouth, Lord God. And into the heart and the spirit and soul of every ear that will have an ear to know. That is to know and to understand, Lord God, the truths of your word, Lord, that we may all do what is right according to your sight, Lord God, to glorify you in all things, we pray in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for truly in you, Lord God, it is yes and amen. And we pray, Lord God, that you will bless this time with yes and amen, Lord God. Be glorified, we pray, is our prayer and our heart's desire. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the host of earth and heaven say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John, the Gospel of St. John, chapter 4. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. When, therefore, the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. Verse 2, I love how the Holy Spirit, verse 2, gives us this sidebar. I think we kind of mentioned this before, how the Holy Spirit, who is he that shows us, hallelujah, who is God, by the way, shows us, as Jesus said he would, that which is to come and will lead us in all truth. I thank you how that through his inspiration and through his inspiration among men as these scriptures were set forth before, how that he would give these side, he gives these sidebars every now and then. Hallelujah. Especially when we like we see something in parentheses. Amen. He just takes and gives us this sidebar. And I think this is so powerful that the Holy Spirit dropped this note right here in verse 2. Listen to what he said. Though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. And that is such wisdom that our Lord demonstrated. And Lord, true to God, y'all, the Lord knows what he's doing. You hear what I'm saying? The Lord, he knows every step, every word that he says and that he speaks, as the Lord said. Amen. He knows every step he takes. Amen. He takes diligently. He takes circumspectly. Hallelujah. That is, he takes diligently, purposefully. Hallelujah. He walked. Hallelujah. He spoke and he did because every eye was on him. All the eyes, the spies was on him. The haters was on him. Hallelujah. The host was on him. Hallelujah. The enemies was on him. All the eyes of the whole the world at this time was on him. And look at what. And the reason why I said that is because, y'all, you know as well as I do that if there was any inkling of a group of people that had been baptized by Jesus, y'all, we still be building altars to them and building shrines and building memorials to them to this day. And they would be walking, they would be bragging to this day about how that my family, my generation, amen, is of those that were baptized by Jesus. And we were baptized personally by Jesus, our family. Y'all know how folks do that. Come on the Mayflower. Come on now. You know how folks do still today talking about their heritage and their culture and their lineage and all of that. Just think how it would be, how we'd have to contend with this. What a mess it would be. Hallelujah. You know how they're doing now, this what they call it, the Da Vinci Code. Amen. And how now they trying to say that, oh, Jesus got some kids somewhere. He got some children somewhere. Hallelujah. Him and Mary Magdalene got it on and was secretly married. Hallelujah. How stupid is that? Huh? And anyway, what's the point? What you trying to say? Hallelujah. Come on. Anyway, let me keep on. Amen. But the point is that the Holy Spirit specifically noted here, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. Yeah. Hallelujah. He left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Hallelujah. Then comes he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the plot of ground or the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat by the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Hallelujah. Amen. And here we have, as we've said before, and I'll keep reiterating this because this is so awesome to me, an observation. The exciting part, the glorious part, hallelujah, is that here is God with us. Here is Emmanuel. Here is God with us. Here is God incarnate. Hallelujah. Here is God in the flesh. Here is God among men and dwelling among us, taking on the form of that which he have created and made and have poured himself into it and dwelt among us. Here is God among us. Now God among us, all God and all man among us. And the Bible says that he got weary. Jesus got weary like we get weary. Amen. He got tired like we got tired. He needed a drink of water like we need a drink of water. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all better be drinking that water. Amen. I love to see people drinking with their bowls of water, not just on display, but drinking it. Let me tell you, you need it. Amen. Hallelujah. You need it. Let me drop a little. Let me save you something. Let me save you all the research you need, because a brother's already done it, and I agree with him. It is true. Cure the Alzheimer's, help the Alzheimer's, may not cure it, but I tell you what, it will help offset it. You got some folks dealing with Alzheimer's, you pour that water into them. You get them to drink as much water as they can stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Because water is a substance. Amen. The only substance that your stomach will take. Amen. Your body will take from your stomach and send directly to your brains. Amen. To keep your brains moist. Y'all, if your brains are not moist, if your brains start drying out, you start losing brain cells. And when you start losing brain cells, you start deteriorating in your mind and in your ability to hear. And that's where dementia and Alzheimer's and these things come up, is that the quadrant of the brain, some quadrant of the brain starts deteriorating because cells start dying. Amen. Stop doing them drugs. Stop putting them impurities and them toxins in your body. Amen. And start treating your body truly as the temple of God, that are born again. Come on now, somebody. Amen. And start doing that which is wise and which is healthy concerning your body. And it's amazing what the body gets used to. Amen. You may not like drinking water going in, but you keep drinking it. Sooner or later, your body will start absorbing it. Amen. We'll start wanting it, craving it even. Amen. Hallelujah. But it will be good for you. You say, well, I drink juice and I drink cut. Listen, your stomach's not going to go. I don't know why I'm going off on this, but I'm just sharing this with you because it is for your well-being. And we are concerned about your well-being, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. So thank you, Holy Spirit. So I'm hallelujah. Anyway, your body is not going to go through the trouble of trying to sort through your Coca-Cola and your little diet drinks and your teas and your juices and all that to sort out the water from that. It's not going to go through that. Amen. It's not going to do it. The only substance that it's going to take directly is water. Amen. And so y'all get that water in you. Amen. Get that water in you. Look at Jesus said, give me to drink. Verse 6. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Hey, if Jesus drank it, believe me, you better be drinking. It's good to drink. You hear what I'm saying? We need it, y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we made up mostly of water anyway. Hallelujah. We came in on water. Amen. We were born in water. Hallelujah. And I pray you're born again of the Spirit. I thank you, Jesus. Amen. But just a little background of, on the Samaria thing. You know that now you all gonna have to search the scriptures. Now I'm just not gonna, not even if I could, I wouldn't. Amen. Hallelujah. Lay before you, amen, conveniently before you all the truths and all the understanding and all the things that the Lord has blessed us to come to know. You're going to have to search the scriptures for yourself. You're going to have to apply the principles of exegesis. You're going to have to learn and know and study the Bible for yourself. Amen. Forget about all these little fancy-smancy versions that people are quite frankly and candidly coming out with to make merchandise of your souls. Amen. But you're going to have to pour yourself into the Word of God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to, as Jesus says further on in our text, you're going to have to search the scriptures. Amen. Not that that in them you're going to find, if you find eternal life, amen, and we're going to get there, you're going to have to realize that what you're going to find, you're going to find Jesus. Hallelujah. You are going to find our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to run smack dab into Jesus. You can't get around him. You can't get under him. You can't get over him. Amen. And you can't get through him. You're going to run into Jesus because the whole Holy Bible, the Holy Scriptures, amen, the central theme of them is Jesus. Amen. And so you're going to run into him, whether Old Testament or New Testament, you're going to run smack dab into Jesus, for he is the central theme of the whole Bible. Amen. And so, if you recall in Jesus' ministry, he said, my ministry is to the house of Israel. He didn't even go to the Gentiles. He hardly had anything to do with Gentiles. His focus was on the house, the whole house of Israel. And there was a schism, if you recall, back when Solomon blew it, amen, and the tribes were split, and God left a remnant to the house of David, namely the tribe of Judah, whom later united with the tribe of Benjamin, and I love how that they became friends in that root, in that friendship that was set forth through Jonathan and Saul and David, how that they became bonded and became friends together in that. But nevertheless, the other 11 tribes, amen, went a separate direction. Well, if you search through, if you recall in your observation there in the Old Testament, in 2 Samuel and in 1st, 2nd Kings and 1st, 2nd Chronicles and all through that, if you recall how that they split, you know, and so the house of Judah was left, but the other 11 tribes went their way. Well, where did they go? If you remember with what's the boy name? Ahab and Jezebel and all them, they were went to Samaria. And so when you see that matter of Samaria in the Bible, that has a lot of reference in most cases and synonymously with the other 11 tribes of Israel. And so I'm not much of into the historical thing, you know, enough to see Christ in it and to look to see that which pertains unto our Lord, but that's just not my thing, you know. So hey, I can just tell you it's not, but I know enough to see here to know the background, amen, to just offer that to you, is that is you'll kind of get a glimpse of that as we go through this, that the Jews, Jew being a nickname for the tribe of Judah, had nothing to do with the Samaritans, and that's at the heart of the background of where they come from. You with me now? Praise God. Amen. So there came a woman from Samaria to draw water, verse 7, John 4 and 7, and Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat or to buy food. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me who am a woman of Samaria. You get what I'm saying? Look, here we go. Here it is right here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritan. There you go. That's the heart of what it's saying there in that text. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, good God Almighty, who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Oh, good God Almighty, living water. Hallelujah. Our Lord is living water. Hallelujah. He is that living water, that water thing we were talking about. Hallelujah. While you're drinking that natural water, you better be mindful, if you will, if you please. Hallelujah. We offer to you and exhort you that you will partake, hallelujah, of this living water that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then hast thou that living water? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is the perplexity, the dichotomy of man, is that we, without faith, that's why we have to have faith. For without faith, we're going to always find ourselves running back to the natural, to that which is carnal. God forbid, that which is fleshly. Hallelujah. And then because we see by sight and not by faith. Amen. Art thou greater, verse 12, than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself and his sons and his cattle? Now she's trying to get historical and biblical now on the word, on Jesus, on God with us. Amen. Oh God. Amen. Jesus has said unto whosoever drinketh of this water is going to thirst again. Amen. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him. Oh, come on, somebody. A well of water springing up unto everlasting life. And the Lord said, I'm not going to just give you a cup. I'm giving you a well of water, a water unto life. Oh, Lord Jesus, glory to your name. And the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come to. I tell you, when Jesus is ministering to you, when the word, hallelujah, when the Lord speaks into your heart, how can you resist? How can you resist, y'all? Amen. When the Lord speaks directly of you to ask you a thing, how can we say no unto our Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus say unto her, now Jesus turns a corner. Y'all, I'm telling you, when you come to the Lord, you better come to him correct. You might as well lay all your cards on the table, and you better come to him. We must come to him respectfully and reverently, because the Lord, you get into a relationship and you give it into a dialogue and a conversation with the Lord, believe me, he is going to search your heart. He is going to call you out. Amen. He is going to, he's going to take opportunity to minister into your heart, into your soul. He's not, hallelujah. If he doesn't, you better be worried about it. Amen. You better start considering yourself and start considering your ways. Amen. For you may very well be standing in judgment. Amen. But Jesus said to this woman, hey, go call your husband and y'all come here and listen at this. And the woman answered her and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast said, well said, I have no husband. Hallelujah. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. That saidest thou truly. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Jesus, who knows all things, who looks into our heart. Amen. Who reads our mail. Hallelujah. The Lord reads your mail. Hallelujah. You better not come half stepping to Jesus. Don't come playing with you. You better be real. Amen. You better lay it all on the table. Confess. Hallelujah. Your sin before him. Confess your fault and your ways unto him. Amen. Sir, I perceive. Now she listen at her. Verse 19, then a woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Amen. Our fathers, now she's still trying to get religious. Boy, I tell you what, our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. She's trying to get a controversy. She's trying to flip flip the subject. Now, she's trying to deflect, amen, the Lord's ministering directly to her back. You know, she's trying to deflect that thing. You know how we try to deflect when the truth starts coming at us? We start trying to deflect it with denominationalism. We try to deflect it, amen, with the tradition of men. We try to deflect it, hallelujah, with all this other stuff, amen. But you're going to have to face Jesus face to face. He ain't going nowhere. He is not going anywhere. He's going to be right there. Hallelujah. And Jesus turned back to come. Woman, believe me. Verse 21. The hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You know not. What? We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Hallelujah. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, listen, y'all, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Listen at that. God is looking. God is seeing. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole earth. Oh, good God. You know the text. Hallelujah. Looking for a people whose heart is perfect toward him. Hallelujah. Whose heart is mature. Whose heart is single-minded toward him. You have made up your mind that you are going to obey the Lord your God. Hallelujah. That at all costs, amen, that you are going to cast everything, consider everything done. Hallelujah. Amen. And run out to him and cling to him and cleave to him with all of your heart and your soul and your strength and your mind. God is seeking a people, amen, whose heart is toward him, that he may show himself strong in them. And may I say, I am looking for that people, amen, because I have set myself, amen. Can I testify a minute? I have set myself that I am going to obey the Lord our God, amen, at all costs. I have set myself with all that is within me that I am going to do that which is right according to his sight, keep my garments clean, to glorify him, amen, hallelujah, to be found a vessel of honor before him, to be found faithful before him, amen, to be found blameless before him, amen. I seek a people. I call a people, hallelujah, from the four corners of the earth, amen, whom God have purposed, that we yoke together, that we partner together, hallelujah, that we come together, amen, that we may do great exploits, hallelujah, for the glory of God, hallelujah, on earth, hallelujah, that his will be done, that his kingdom come, that he may be glorified, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 24, God is a spirit, hallelujah, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. There you go. Hallelujah. Amen. Twofold. In spirit and in truth. We must have the right spirit. Amen. We must have God's spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. And we must have God's truth. Amen. And we must worship him. Hallelujah. On that wise. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Then the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, who is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Listen at this. Listen at this. Listen. The Lord reveals himself to this woman. Listen at this next verse. 26. Jesus saith unto her, I that speaketh unto thee am he. Direct. Straight to the point. No parables. Hallelujah. No dark sayings. Straight to the point. The Lord shares his truth, reveals his truth to this woman. The woman who is, you know, there's one thing. Let me drop here and say something here. Y'all need to get this in your spirit, because this is troubling. This is the warning sign. There is one thing that the world and that the world's religions and that unfortunately, amen, a reproach to the church, that the church, the local church, agrees with on earth. that they stand in agreement with on earth is the woman. And that ought to trouble the church. That ought to bother the church. And that's all I'm going to say about that right now. You need to think about that a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because all three, amen, the Gentile, the Jew, I'll just say, and the church, if they all agree to keep their foot on the neck of somebody, it's the woman. They hate the woman like the devil hates the woman. And that ought to bother the church. I can see why the world does it. Amen. I can see why the world's religions do it. Why religiosity does it. And I can certainly see why the devil does it. But the church, that ought to bother you. Amen. Hallelujah. That ought to bother the church. That ought to trouble the church. That ought to make the church step back and consider her ways on earth. Amen. Concerning this matter of the woman. Amen. But Jesus spoke directly to the woman to reveal to her that which was hidden, this mystery, this truth, that Jesus is, hallelujah, that Jesus is Messiah. He is the Christ. Amen. And then after this, and you know how y'all know how it is when you're witnessing to someone and you share it with someone, amen, and you ministering the word to God and you're almost about to close the transaction, hallelujah. You're right there, you got their mind, you got their attention, you got their heart, and you're ready to close this transaction. You're ready, hallelujah, to be the agent, the ambassador, amen, to draw this soul out of the marketplace of sin, hallelujah, and into the kingdom of God, and to present them before the Lord. And then something happens, or someone come and interrupt that thing. Here in verse 7, look at it happen, amen. And upon this came his disciples, Jesus' own disciples, amen, his own disciples, stepped, you talking about bad timing, and marveled that he talked with the woman. And yet no man said, they ain't say nothing. What seekest thou, or why talkest with her? They ain't say nothing. They kept their mouth shut. They just filed it. Amen. And then the woman left her water pot and went her way. But look, she had a testimony. Hallelujah. She had the word. Amen. She had the message. She had the gospel. Amen. She had the good news. Hallelujah. That Messiah has come. Then the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come see a man. Ah, we ought to tell somebody. Come see a man. Hallelujah. Who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then went they out of the city and came unto him. Look at it. Ah, we got revival happening now. We got an explosion, hallelujah, happening now. Amen. Because the word of a testimony, amen, the good news of Jesus Christ have gone forth. And all the women said, come see a man, amen, who told me, amen, all things that ever I did. Amen. And then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples, amen, besought him. Amen. They prayed and said, Lord, you going to eat something, Lord? But he said unto, and then the Lord on full now, the Lord is full of the Spirit. Lord is about his Father's business. The Lord is accomplishing that which he was sent to do. The Lord is in the zone. You hear me? And the Lord turned to him and said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore said the disciples one to another. And what happened? Somebody brought him something to eat. You know, they're looking in the natural. Amen. They're not looking by faith. Amen. They haven't grasped the notion that the Lord is always about the Father's business. Hallelujah. The Lord is always, amen, about his Father's business. Amen. Everything he says, everything he speaks, hallelujah, he speaks from God. He does nothing of himself. He keeps that continually before us. Hallelujah. Verse 34, Jesus said unto them, my food, my meat, hallelujah, come on somebody, is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. It's about him. It's his work. This work of ministry, that's why I call it the work of ministry. It's not my work, and quietness kept, it's not your work. Amen. It's his work. Amen. The Lord said, I came to do the will of him that sent me. Amen. And we ought to be on point, amen, on focus to do the will of him that have sent us, that have called us, amen, that have chosen us, amen, that have sent us, amen, to our appointed charge. Amen. Say not ye, verse 35, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look to on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth. Well, he's ministering now to these boys, these disciples. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, when he talks about disciples, it could very well be more than the 12. Jesus had a whole bunch of disciples. You remember back over in the beginning of verse 4, it talks about that he had more disciples than John. Amen. And that was worrying them religious folks. Amen. That was worrying them Pharisees. That was even starting to get Rome's. Well, Rome wasn't paying much attention to it yet. Amen. And but definitely the Pharisees and the Sadducees and others were. Hallelujah. But anyway, back over 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your... Do y'all have your Bibles, by the way? Are y'all following along with me? You better get your Bible out. Amen. You better search these scriptures for yourself. You better do like the Bereans and search this word. I told you, I'm not going to just pour out every little jot and tittle before you. You're going to have to search the scripture for yourself. Anyway, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white and hard. We read that. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. Both he that soweth, come on somebody, and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Amen. You remember Paul said that some plant and some water, but God giveth the increase. God is working, y'all. God is working this thing. You hear me? God is in the midst, hallelujah, of the work. Amen. Right now with us. The Lord is with us. And here is that saying true. One soweth and another reapeth. There is a principle, that, amen, of sowing and reaping, of seed time and harvest, as it said. I sent you to reap that on which you bestow no labor. Look at that. Other men labor, and you are entered into their labors. There's a mystery right there that the Lord is dropping on them. They may not understand it now. Hallelujah. But they will understand it later. They'll recall it. They'll remember what the Lord is saying to us. Hallelujah. Verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman who testified, he told me ever that I did. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would hang there with him for a little while, that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Amen. And many more believed because of his own word. Yeah. The Lord began to minister to them all. Amen. And then, you know, and so they got back in their bag, you know, and got uppity now, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of your sin, you old woman, you, for we have heard our him ourselves, and know that this indeed is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, praise God. God be glorified. Now, see, and that's what you have to consider too, woman. Amen. My fellow, yoke fellow in the work of ministry. Amen. Of the female persuasion. Hallelujah. We all have the same standards that we have to live by. We all have the same purpose. We all have the same goal. We all have to be willing, whether man or woman, male or female, amen, in this work of ministry. We have to know who we are and whose we are. And he that will strive, says the word, amen, says Paul unto Timothy. He that who strive for mastery have to strive lawfully. We all have the same standards to live by. We all will suffer tribulation. We all have our own cross to bear. We all have our own yokes that we have to bear, whether we male or female. We have to know whose we are. We have to know that we know that we know that in the kingdom of God, amen, there is actually no male nor female. Now you have to know that. The world don't know that, amen. The world's religions don't know that, and most quiet is kept, don't tell nobody. Most folk in the church don't know that. But if you are called into this work, my sister, my brother, you're going to have to know who you are and whose you are in Christ Jesus, and you're going to have to know that the main thing is that God is glorified. Hallelujah. And that you must preach the gospel. You must preach the word. Amen. And leave the consequences, leave the end result up to God. We must preach the word. We must propagate this word. We must scatter the seed of the word of God wherever we go. Amen. We must let our very presence, amen, whether male or female, Jew or Greek, barbary, whatever, on the outward appearance, amen, we have to walk in holiness. We have to walk in righteousness. We have to walk, hallelujah, as the children of light, as the children of God. Amen. And we have to not let a root of bitterness spring up in us. Amen. And not allow that thing, amen, to infect you. Amen. To corrupt you. Amen. Because believe me, it will come across. It will come across in your conversation. It will come across in your countenance. It will come across, amen, in your attitude. Amen. And you know, one definition of heresy is that you can be right about a thing. Amen. But have the wrong attitude toward it, amen, and be deemed an heretic, amen. So we have to keep our attitude right. We have to stay humble. We have to stay meek. We have to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit in our conduct, in our character, in our conversation, amen. In that is God glorified, amen. And that gives, that it says, speaks more volumes oftentimes and what we do, amen, than what we say, amen. Hallelujah. So these boys, you know, hey, they said it's to the woman. Say, hey, praise God. Amen. You need to know God for yourself. Yeah. You need to know God for yourself. You need to know Christ for yourself, that he is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. So after 2 days, verse 43, he departed from there and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Good God Almighty. The Holy Spirit is so good. See, that's confirmation. Amen. A prophet, a prophetess, you know, regardless of your outward appearance, amen, regardless of the temporal vessel that you may be occupying, you may have without, amen. I don't care who you are. Amen. A prophet is not without honor. You need to know that. Amen. As a servant of the Lord, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as a prophet of God, as a servant of the Lord, you're not without honor. Hallelujah. You are a vessel of honor before the Lord. Amen. Except the Lord just wanted, he just telling you like it is. Regardless of when he said it, that became the way it is. Except in his what? In his own home, in his own country, amen, and among his own people. You know what I'm saying? You know the scripture. Amen. Amen. And so for Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Hallelujah. Amen. Then, verse 45, when he was coming to Galilee, the Galileans received him. So he went on back off, you know, Lord is on the move. Lord is on the move, y'all. You see what I'm, the Lord is always on, the Lord knows where he's going. He knows what he's doing. He knows what his charge is. He knows what his mission is. And he was moving toward it at all times. And so Jesus was coming to Galilee. The Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem and at the feast. For they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee. You remember that, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And we had heard that Jesus was come out of Judea unto Galilee. He went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, look at the Lord. The Lord, I'm telling you, you better come to Jesus with reverence. You better come to Jesus with respect. You better come to Jesus correct. Amen. And then so Jesus began, because Jesus always takes opportunity to minister unto us, Lord. And we ought to have that same attitude. We ought to always take opportunity to not only minister to those that are without, but those that are within. Pastor, leader, amen. You ought, whatever we do, whatever activity, whatever work that it is, we have to be mindful, like Jesus was, to minister not only to those who are receiving, amen, the sowing, amen, but to minister to those that are laboring, amen, to equip and to teach and to grow both, amen, because that's what Jesus did. He always took time, every opportunity to minister and to and teach, amen, kingdom principle, teach these truths unto the disciples, the apostles, amen, to those that followed him. So now he's ministering to this man, and he says, he's looking at it, and not only is he ministering to everybody around him through this circumstance, this situation. Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Look at the Lord. He's always up to something. The nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down before my child die now. Amen. And Jesus said unto him, go your way, your son liveth. And the man believed the word. You remember the Lord's charge to him was that he didn't believe. But the testimony of scripture is that he believed the word. Do you believe the word today? Do you believe the word that Jesus has spoken? Do you believe by faith? Amen. Hallelujah. That Jesus is Messiah. That he is the Christ. Amen. That he is the anointed one of God. Hallelujah. And he was now. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son live. Hallelujah. Then inquired he, and he said, and by when, what hour began my son to improve? And they said unto him, yesterday, as a matter of fact, about the seventh hour, the fever left him. And so, listen at this. Look at this testimony. The father knew. Amen. He put two and two together, y'all, that it was the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth. And he himself believed, and listen at this, his whole house. Hallelujah. This again is the second miracle. That we talk about the first miracle, but look at this, y'all. Here's the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You know, the Lord don't always have to have his physical presence. This is the principle we get here. The Lord can just send a word. Hallelujah. And heal us. Hallelujah. He can send a word from the throne of heaven, from the throne of grace, and heal us. Amen. If we'll believe. Will you believe today? Oh, glory to Jesus. Will you believe today? Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk. Amen. Folk that were blind. That folk that were lame, amen, folk that were paralyzed and waiting for the moving of the water, For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Hallelujah. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole. And whatever disease, of whatever disease he had, amen, and a certain man, you talking about signs and wonders. Here's something that's been going on for years. Amen. Going on right there. Amen. A certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years, y'all. This man was 38 years in this infirmity by this pool. And when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been thus now a long time. I mean, Jesus knew this thing. Amen. Why? Because these things were set. Amen. That the Lord, that God may be glorified. Amen. Amen. And you read that in the other text, the blind man and others. Amen. All these things the Lord has set that the Lord God may be glorified. Hallelujah. And so this is why the Lord, I offer to you, why he asked him this legal term. He asked, wilt thou be made not just well, as some texts would say, but wilt thou be made whole? Amen. Amen. Y'all know. Okay, I ain't gonna even go there. We're gonna try to close this out today. Don't get me started on this Bible version translation thing. We need to trust the Holy Ghost. That's all I can tell you. wilt thou be made whole. The term whole is a legal term. Amen. When you go before, if somebody drags you into court, or you sit around the court and you listen to matters of civil matters in the court, and when someone is damaged, when someone has been hurt, or someone has been injured, the term is to make them whole. Amen. That is to make them restore them back to where they were before the incident or the accident happened. Amen. Be it financially, be it physically, which is in this case, is be it health wise. The Lord said, will you be made whole? Well, not only will you be made well in your infirmity, amen, but will you be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. Yeah. The important man asking him says, sir, I don't have a man. When the water troubled, put me in the water. But why I'm coming another step down before you. He is swallowed up in his bitterness. He is swallowed up he has been about this thing so long. He's gotten too close to the situation. He has convinced himself that there's only one way that he can get in that water. He has convinced himself that he had to have a man. Amen. He had to have a natural man to help him to go into the water. Here he is by the pool, y'all. All the boy had to do was roll over off up in the water. And you know what I'm saying? What do you need a man for? Can he is he totally paralyzed that he can't move at all? Was that his situation? Amen. And anyway, it can't be, because listen what the boy said. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But while I am coming, so the boy could move. Amen. Another step down before me. Come on, somebody. Amen. 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 You know, that's the trouble you get into when you depend on man. And see, God is not glorified when we depend on man rather than depend on him. That's the problem. This boy set his eyes more on man than he did on his own, the gift that was within him. Rather than rely on God, rather than ask God, God help me to get in this pool. God help me, please, to come up with a way to stir up us in creativity. Bless me, I pray. With some innovation, some innovativeness, amen, to come into this pool when I have, let me think about it. Lord, help me clear my mind and my thought how I can get into this pool to receive my healing that you have sent to me. But no, we depend on man rather than depend on God. We run to the pharmacy before we run to God. We run to the doctor before we run to God. Oh, Lord God. And so Jesus looked at this man and simply said, rise, take up your bed and walk. Amen. Walk by faith and not by sight. And immediately, by the word of God, the man was made whole. Yeah, whole. And took up his bed and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. Now, see, here come the controversy. Here come the issue. Here come the religious folk. Now, here come the, and the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it's the Sabbath day. It was not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. How dare you carry your bed? You're on the Sabbath. Boy, I tell you, man, something else, ain't it? That's pitiful. That's what religion does for you. That's what religiosity does for you. Amen. Amen. We don't do it like that over here. That's not the way we do things over here. You wanna get healed? Y'all go back in the back room in the closet somewhere and pray. Amen. We gotta have church off up in here. Yeah. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up that bed and walk. And they asked him, what man is that who said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? Who had the nerve to tell you, take up your bed and walk? He that was healed knew not who it was, for Jesus had moved away, and the multitude being in that place. Jesus was gone about his business, because signs and wonders was following. That's how the Lord does. Amen. That's how we have to do, saints, by faith. We have to trust. Mark What is that? Mark 15:16. Amen. Amen. We have to trust that signs will follow. And we obey God. Amen. We have to trust God. Amen. That if we walk by faith, if we are obedient to God and do that which is right according to his sight, amen, we have to trust. Amen. As Mark, hallelujah, 16:17 says that these signs shall follow them. Amen. That the signs will follow. Amen. Our ministry and our work before the Lord for his glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And afterward, after them religious folk, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, them folk had got out the way and had come and gone. Afterward, Jesus finding him, Jesus went back and found this boy and said unto him, behold, he said, listen, he gave him a warning here. Thou art made whole. You made whole. Amen. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come to you. Listen, if the Lord tell you to sin no more, believe me, you're capable of sinning no more. First John says that he that is born again, amen, he that is of God does not sin. What is he saying? You don't commit sin. You don't knowingly, willingly, and purposefully, continually practice a known sin in your life. Amen. And if you are purposefully doing something that you know is wrong, if you're stealing, stop stealing. If you're lying, stop lying. If you're fornicating, stop fornicating. If you are in an adulterous situation, stop committing, stop doing that thing continually, because you are in jeopardy, amen, you of judgment, amen, before God. You can't call yourself, amen, a child of God and knowingly and willingly continually commit sin, y'all. It ought to trouble you. It ought to worry. And I pray that it irk you until you repent before God and admit it and quit it. Amen. In Jesus' name. So the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus. He went and told it. That made him whole. Amen. And therefore did the Jews persecute, listen at this, Jesus, and sought to kill him, y'all, sought to slay him, because he had done these things. Not because he healed a guy. Oh, they wasn't impressed by that. No, they didn't care nothing about that. They didn't care nothing about a man's soul. They didn't care nothing about somebody had been made whole, had been delivered and set free. That thing didn't bother them. You know, they was, you know, they. That's what religion does for you. All they cared about is that they formality and that the law and that they rules and their regulations was kept in order. Yeah. That's where they found their comfort. That's where they found their authority. That's where they found their strength was in their laws. Amen. But Jesus said unto him, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. My Father work, and I work. Yeah. Hallelujah. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father. He had the audacity. And to this day, that is a conflict in the world's religions, amen, in between us who are born again, who are the church and are children of the light, children of the kingdom of God, hallelujah, is that our Lord and our God had the audacity to declare himself the Son of God, that God was his Father, huh, hallelujah, amen. Amen. Because there's religions out there that declare that there's no way that their God has a son. There's no way man can be the Son of God. And here is our God and our Lord declaring himself, amen, and making himself equal with God. Because see, that's the point. When you declare yourself a child of God, a son of God, amen, that God is your Father, you are saying that I am of God's family, amen. And if that I'm of God's family, then I'm in line to be I'm in his inheritance, amen. I am more or less equal with God. Amen. You know the testimony there in our text that Paul declares unto us there in Philippians, I believe, or over there in Philippians, Galatians somewhere. Amen. Then answered Jesus and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, capital S-O-N, but what he seeth the Father do, for whatso things he doeth, these also doeth the Son in the name of in the same manner, amen, or likewise, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jesus is saying, I'm imitating the Father. Amen. What the Father do, I do. And that's the way we ought to be. That's why we have to know. Amen. Know him intimately and personally. That's how we have to understand his ways, to come to know, set ourselves to come to know and to understand our Father's ways. Amen. So we may start to look like him, start to act like him, start to walk like him, start to talk like him. Amen. That's what Paul was talking about in Ephesians 5th chapter. Be followers of God. Be imitators of God, like as a child. Amen. Like a child imitates his parents. We have to learn how to be imitators, be followers of God. Amen. For the Father, John 5 and 20, for the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that he himself doeth, and he will show him greater works. Look at this. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead and giveth them life, even so the Son giveth life to whom he will. Ooh, good God Almighty. For the Father judges no man, but he hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Oh, glory to God. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. And he that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father whom he hath sent. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. Oh, glory to God. Listen, we have to leave out there now, and I try to limit these segments to an hour or less, so that you can take and that you can download them to your MP3 player, to your iPod, to a CD-ROM, and that you can take and scatter them, amen, to the four corners of this earth. And I pray that you will continue to pray unto God, that you will continue to ask him, amen, for what cause has he drawn you to this point of deliverance, evangelistic outreach, amen, that we may partner, that we may yoke together, that we may work together to scatter, to propagate this word into all the earth. Amen. And I thank you for logging in, for locking in. Amen. And we'll be back next time. May God continue to bless you. May the Lord continue to bless you, to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers in him. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And I pray he overtake you with his peace and joy that passes all understanding, with his love that passes all knowledge. And I pray that something has been said or done today to encourage you, amen, to comfort you, amen, to build you up, hallelujah, in your walk, in that till we all come to the fullness and stature of Jesus Christ. Amen. Till next time, God bless you, my brother and my sister. Amen. We'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance, Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.